Now, here's a sobering statistic. 5 billion people, so that's around two-thirds of the world's population, can't get safe, affordable surgery when they need it. That's according to a recent Lancet Global Health study. Now, in parts of sub-Saharan Africa, there's a shortage of trained surgeons, coupled with a lack of equipment to give general anaesthetics safely. Children make up half the population, and so two non-profit organisations have teamed up to improve the safety of surgery for children by providing one crucial piece of equipment, as Gronya Harrington reports from Uganda.
A busy morning in the children's surgery ward in Mulago Hospital in Kampala. This is the National Referral Hospital, the safest place to be for surgery here. But for those who can't come here, outcomes can vary, especially in rural settings where gaps in trained staff and equipment can make the difference between life and death.
So I'll just take it out and show you how it works.
One of the crucial factors in patient safety is real-time, reliable monitoring of patients under anaesthetic. Two international organisations have teamed up to improve this process in low- and middle-income countries. Lifebox, which works to make surgery safer across the world, and SmileTrain, which supports treatment for patients with cleft palate, have launched a pilot project in Uganda to make surgery safer by improving patient monitoring. They're doing this by providing low-cost, easy-to-use capnography.
Capnograph is a device that measures carbon dioxide that a patient breathes out.
Dr. Mary Nabukenya is a lecturer and paediatric anaesthesiologist at Mulago Hospital. She explains how it works.
The capnograph takes a small sample of gas from what the patient breathes out and tells us this is how much is coming out. If we have the expected number from the reading of the capnograph, we know the tube is in the right place. Every time I have to work without one, you feel very apprehensive and you can't wait for the surgeons to be done. You're really on edge. You're not very confident in what you're doing. All right, so the box comes with a bunch of accessories, including the power cable, so I'll just plug this in.
Capnographs are widely used in many wealthier countries and mandatory in some, including the US and the UK. But affordability, training and accessibility of parts mean they're in much shorter supply in less wealthy countries. Most doctors in Uganda work without them. So to address this, Lifebox and SmileTrain are donating 54 easy-to-use capnographs to Uganda and training staff how to use them.
It gives you a respiratory rate, it gives you your pulse oximetry rate, it gives you your heart rate. Eventually,
Dr. Cephas Mjumbi has come to see the new devices. He was an anaesthesiologist here at Mulago for 40 years.
With the introduction of modern equipment, especially monitors, at least the anaesthetist can work much safer.
Dr. Mjumbi says he wishes he and his contemporaries had had access to this kind of device, which could have prevented some tragic outcomes. He tells me about one involving a colleague.
When the patient is not breathing out carbon dioxide, it accumulates in the body and it is poisonous. We had, in the past, a very sick child who was not breathing well, and that child was intubated. Unfortunately, we were depending on the chest movement. Now, because the child was so sick and very thin, the chest movements were not obvious, and unfortunately, the tube had been put in the wrong place, not in the airway. And we realized too late, the heart had stopped. Now, if we had capnograph at that time, we would have detected it earlier that the airway was not open and the appropriate interventions would have been instituted early enough to save the child's life.
What are your expectations?
I expect my baby to come back.
To come back.
Yes.
Okay. What are your worries?
A lot.
A lot of worries. What are your worries?
But my worries?
Yes, please.
Not receiving my baby.
Not receiving your baby. Okay. So now, me as Dr. Semei Mtesasira, I am part of the team that puts patients to sleep. And the reason why I'm trying to talk with...
Diana has come to Mulago with her four-year-old son, who needs surgery for severe breathing issues. Dr. Seme Mutesa-Sira, who's doing the pre-operation briefing, says managing children's airways during surgery is a delicate process, particularly when they already have breathing complications.
Sometimes they can have malformations that complicate the airway, which makes capnography monitoring extremely important. Children tend to breathe faster, so they tend to blow off more carbon dioxide. So once you've taken over their breathing fully and you're not monitoring, you end up having children who take long to wake up because of this. So it's extremely important. So the child is awake. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
There are medications that the child will be on. Eh?
Okay.
Yes, also to handle the pain. Eh? Okay. Are you having any questions?
Diana's son is safely out of surgery and her relief is visible on her face.
I'm so happy. Very happy. It's my baby.
So what were you worried about?
Of losing him. What if the oxygen doesn't reach? The doctor said that they will put somewhat, I don't know how they call it, those tubes to transport oxygen. This hospital, that trust in it has increased.
The pilot project between Lifebox and SmileTrain aims to provide safer anesthesia throughout Uganda. This year, they also aim to distribute 350 capnographs to low-resource operating rooms and provide training to staff in over 70 partner countries, including Benin, Ethiopia and the Philippines. Dr. Elizabeth Igaga is Director of Program Safety at SmileTrain.
My belief is that regardless of where you are in the country, you should be able to receive the same quality of anesthesia and surgical care. The capnograph is a step towards making sure that that happens. We are also hoping to show the ministries of health that this is something that's doable. We now have an affordable machine, and so perhaps it's time to prioritize the purchase and sustainability of this equipment in our systems.
With a rollout expected to equip 35 hospitals across the country with capnographs, project coordinators say it has the potential to make tens of thousands of surgeries safer in Uganda.
Crawny Harrington reporting from Uganda.